Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Steve DiBianco back on the show. Steve DiBianco is one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. He is a 17-year member, almost 18-year member of our Brain Trust, executive director of NetChoice, and one of the guys who has been a major leader, and I mean serious, at the main table leader of the conversion from of converting ICANN from U.S. control to global control. And I can't even imagine what ICANN would look like today, folks, and our interests would be like if it weren't for his leadership, Steve. I want to take every opportunity I can to thank you for that. You've really been standing in for folks, and we appreciate it.
Jim, listen, thank you for all that you do for small businesses. I think it's been two decades now that small businesses around this country have to thank you, actually, for being the one that gives voice to so many common sense bits of advice as to how to navigate the regulatory and technology minefield that confronts any small business trying to build their market share today. Thank you, Jim.
And you've helped us do that with keeping us posted on how things are going, whether you were involved in it directly or not. So I want you to give us an update on the internet sales tax situation. Folks, remember, this is where the states are trying to tax internet sales that of their residents in Arizona when they're buying when you're located in Albany, New York, and they're trying to work it out where they can collect the sales tax on that online sale. That's a simplistic way of talking about it. But tell us where things are right now.
Yeah, Jim, a lot of folks are involved in some holiday shopping this week, and a good bit of that shopping is online. So most of your listeners realize that when they buy something on the catalog, mail order, or online, most of the time they're paying sales tax because the seller of those items has a physical presence in the state where you live.
Right.
So just like any store, the rules are the same. That if you have a physical presence in the state, you need to collect and remit the sales tax when you sell something to a customer in that state. Jim, that's why Amazon.com collects sales tax on every single sale that it makes to every American.
They just assume somebody's going to find a nexus somehow. So why not just go ahead
and do it? Well, not really. It's not even assuming, Jim. Amazon actively took steps to open fulfillment centers, delivery, and they have physical facilities in all of the states that have a sales tax, all 46. And they often negotiated economic incentives to create the investment and jobs in those states. So this is completely premeditated, and it was a business decision that Amazon made to open facilities in every state so they collect everywhere, but they only collect for Amazon's own sales. You probably realize that about half of Amazon sales are not Amazon at all.
Right.
It's really
That's right.
Small businesses, like the folks who listen to Small Business Advocate, who turn to Amazon, eBay, and Etsy.
They open up a shop inside the Amazon superstore area there. They're sort of a mall, the Amazon mall, so to speak.
You could think of it that way, definitely. And that small business then doesn't have to collect for a customer in Arizona unless that small business itself has a physical presence in Arizona, because the seller.
That's just another way for Amazon to encroach. And to basically just get in one way, that's a really good way to think about it. But when I think about the politics of it, it's really creepy.
Right. And that small business doesn't have to sell on Amazon. They may decide to sell on eBay, on Etsy, Facebook and Google have marketplaces as well. And marketplace platforms are really just a place to find access to a store. They're not the seller of record.
Where are we from a policy standpoint, from a legislation standpoint now?
Yeah, it's a disaster. It's a mess, and I'm being optimistic about it. The truth is the states themselves have been really anxious to get after all of those out-of-state sellers, most of those small businesses who don't collect sales tax in states where they don't have a physical presence. So starting in 2016, the states passed a welter of new laws that directly challenge the physical presence rule. It's been in Supreme Court jurisprudence for over two decades.
Right.
They also passed laws saying that if you sell at a marketplace, that the marketplace
itself. How many states have done this?
We've got almost 30 states that have passed some form of laws trying to challenge the physical presence rule and create new obligations on small sellers and obligations on marketplaces.
When is this going to become a national scenario?
Very soon, and there's two paths to that. My organization, NetChoice, sued several of these states, and one of our cases will make it to the U.S.
Right.
Supreme Court in the next couple of months.
I got 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
And the other is the Congress itself. We really have we need Congress to step into its role of managing interstate commerce and come up with a national framework that will clarify what states can
so, so at this point in time, you're not trying to resist. You're just trying to make sure it works out.
Trying to steer the ship, Jim.
Yeah, steer the ship. The horse is out of the barn, folks. Now we're just trying to make sure it gets back in a way that doesn't kill all of us. And we'll come back. We're going to talk about another issue that's very...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.